At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Good.
Baseball's on TV. Life is good.
Yep. Sunny and warm outside.
Yeah.
Baseball on TV, I don't know what you could possibly be worried about. What could possibly be going on in your life that could be so bad?
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing. This is it. This is all I ever ask for.
Nope.
Just warm weather, little sun. And yeah, baseball for my buddy Laszlo over here. Mm-hmm. We're all good. What's going on in your life? You had sports last night? I'm guessing nothing major.
I had practice.
That was it. Practice. Okay.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Well, yeah.
We got our last games this weekend, boys.
And then you start something else. You in your basketball season ends.
Yeah, that's it.
But then I'm sure your boys
already
start
practicing
something
baseball.
New. Well, when does
coach that?
What is your youngest when basketball's over, will he just
He's already doing
football?
Baseball.
Okay. So he's doing baseball too.
Yeah.
So he does three sports at once right now.
Well, no, he does two.
Okay, but they never overlap at the same times where he's got practices for where there's all three of them at once?
No, just
because football,
basketball and winter workouts for baseball overlap.
But his football season starts at what point in the year?
Like early. They're like, can you be here for OTAs? I'm like, OTAs?
It confused me.
He's 13.
I wasn't sure. Yeah, Brooke asked me one time, she's like, wait, football? And I was like, yeah, you know, he might play twice a year.
No, it's all the same
That's
season.
That's all one season.
They practiced for like, that had to be 7 months.
Yeah.
For six games. Like, Jesus,
and
man.
It's only six games.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're 13.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't know, when he gets to high school, I'm sure it'll be just as difficult physically and all that.
I think they practice the same way.
Oh, they do?
I
thought they started
practicing. They start
practicing
asking
like
these football
July,
players
August.
To come in the summertime.
Yeah, okay.
And they do the workouts in the morning. They work out, you know.
I remember that. I remember the weights they'd start with. It's like, you know, some sort of
I didn't have any problem with that in high school because that's like, you know, it is what it is. But yeah. I just thought it was a lot. I mean, look, I don't mind sports, and he likes doing it, so it's fine. But I was like, I mean, it was a lot for the eighth grade football
team. What I'm saying. Everyone talks about the two-a-days and everything for high school.
For high school.
But when you're 13.
But you don't really, you know, you don't have to do it.
For high
school? In high school.
You mean it's not necessary to make them better?
Right, and you don't have to do it, like, you know, you're at that age now. Well, I feel like when, I don't know, you don't have to do it in the eighth grade either, and a lot of kids don't, so you want to do it. But there's still something about, like, you know, you're young. Like, you're not really, your friends are playing, your dad says to play, you've played Little League football. Like, this is just what I do, right?
Yeah.
I think once you get to the 10th grade, maybe 9th grade, you still feel that way. I'm going into high school, I'm a football player. But then you get into the 10th grade, you've met different people, you've got different things. Like, I'm not doing those two-a-days. You can shove them up your ass. I think that's why those teams get smaller and smaller and smaller as people get older. Like, we've always talked about, it takes a certain kind of person to stick through sports all through high school.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to do this anymore.
That drop-off is probably biggest around
10th grade, freshman 10th grade, right.
Just because girls...
It's probably, like, 8th grade where, like, you're like, oh, damn.
It's going to get harder.
Kids are bigger than, you know, I'm not playing as much. I'm not guaranteed this playing time.
There's kids 4 years old.
I thought I was
going
to be a punt returner, and I just got my head knocked off. I'm out. I'm going to go do cross country.
Yeah.
Quickest way to make a basketball player is to knock his ass out on the football field, right? But,
sure.
You know, once you make it through that, then I think you probably get to the 10th grade, and you're like, I'd like to have a girlfriend, drink some beer. And
yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I think that's the other big drop-off part.
Yeah, a social life. The social life starts to become important. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that they got rid of some of the two-a-day stuff just because kids were getting sick. But I haven't actually, I'm not positive that they got rid of it. So if you told me that they still do it, maybe they've made stricter rules about if it's 105 degrees outside.
They do that, for sure.
That,
so, like, there are rules that I've seen. Like, if it's over 95, you can only practice with, like, a helmet on. Or,
okay.
You know, and then over this degrees, no helmet, nothing. Over this degree, no running, right? Like, so they have that kind of worked out as opposed to, you know, when I went to high school, they were like, whatever, die.
Right. That's
right,
what they were doing.
Just die. Like, die.
And it was even, like, in the news.
You're not that good.
That people were,
the
kids
kid
were
really
falling.
Good. He's inside in the AC.
Right.
Practicing. The quarterback's inside throwing in the gym. You could die. You play fullback. There's a million of them.
And your parents say you could die.
Yeah.
But what they didn't do, the school didn't stop doing
hoping.
It.
Yeah. He's kind of counting on it.
Save him some money.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. So this is something that I guess some people got to test out last year, and it appears that now it's rolling out to the general public because Snow Cone came in today talking about, not only talking about it, but showing me a long conversation that he had had. But it's caused a little bit of debate because some people think that this is in poor taste, if not maybe even possibly some people think there should be laws against it. Not just like, hey, warn your kids not to do this, but maybe we shouldn't allow this because we do have laws that protect people's rights and their likenesses and all these things. Mm-hmm. There's this AI chatbot. I mean, there's quite a few at this point, I'm sure. But last year, one was shown off at in Texas there, South by Southwest. People got to chat with, I think it was Marilyn Monroe. And, it's dead celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
It's an AI chatbot. And basically, at this point now, you're probably getting advertised these, or you could be getting advertised these now, or if you haven't yet, soon on Instagram, places like that. Where did you see it first? On Instagram?
Instagram, yeah.
Okay. It's like those, if you've ever been on a dating app and you've gotten these people that you think are bots, they used to be pretty easy to spot. You would respond, their responses just seemed a little off, and maybe a lot off. Over time, though, my buddy who's been on dating apps forever, he started texting me saying, hey, I think this is a dating app. It's got all the red flags. She's hot. She's talking to me. But look at these responses. And he would show me. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, it probably is a bot. But mm-hmm. See what you can find out. And then so he would keep talking. I'm like, just keep talking. Eventually she'll ask for something and you'll know. And sure enough, it could take days. And these conversations seemed totally legit. He would send me the full transcripts. Mm-hmm. These conversations seemed like something a real person would say. And eventually she talks about, you know, being in trouble, needs a couple bucks.
Really?
Yes. And
that's what happened to you?
No. But I'm saying that I think a lot of people have had experience with those if they're on dating apps with these bots, where you used to know immediately this is a bot, and now maybe you've had some run-ins where you go, oh, Jesus, okay, that was a bot. That one got me. But now you can talk to these dead celebs. Now, of course, with the dead celeb, the idea being that you know the celebrity is dead, and obviously it's not real, and it's also been advertised to you as an AI celebrity. Okay. I don't know if it's advertised as dead celebrity, but it's an AI celebrity chatbot is what it is. AI-powered celebrity.
I was scrolling Instagram last night, and it popped up, and I'd never seen it before, and it said, chat with AI characters. And it's like a, kind of like a picture of their profile, almost. And it says, chat with Juice WRLD.
Oh.
And I was like, what? Okay, so I click on chat with them.
Want to chat with Juice WRLD? Of all the people?
Of all the people you choose.
Give me Juice WRLD.
That was the first one they showed.
Okay.
That was it. So I was like, you know, hello? And he starts talking. I'm like, okay, is this Juice WRLD? He's like, yeah, bro, what's good? And I'm like, okay, but Juice WRLD died, you know? And he's like, no, that's what everyone thinks, but, you know, I'm actually alive. And I don't know, it just kind of seemed like, I'm not sure this is great. I'm not sure we should be doing this.
Came in with this, like, you know, like, and I'm like, what? And he's like, it's just, doesn't that, you know? And I'm like, what? Doesn't it, what? Do you, and he's like, I seem wrong, maybe? I was like, just wrong. Say, do you think that it's wrong? Then say that you think it's wrong. He's like, I think it might be wrong. Also, I don't want to be that guy who's like one of these people, you know, oh, our kids. But, I mean, kids are the ones who I'm guessing are going to be using these things a lot. Okay, well, do the kids know that Juice WRLD is dead? You know, a kid probably knows better than I do that Juice WRLD is dead. Truth is, when you first started talking about Juice WRLD, I forgot he was dead. I'm like, oh, okay, right, he's dead, gotcha. So your kids probably have a little bit better idea. And if they don't know who Marilyn Monroe is, well, then they're not talking to Marilyn Monroe anyway. They got no interest, right?
Well, maybe if you
but maybe
a picture
if they
of
saw
Marilyn
pictures
Monroe,
of her. Yeah, that's the other thing. Because what these critics are saying that now we have... Not only the better technology to have more realistic conversations, but they can now mimic their voices, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if any of them are doing that for free on Instagram yet. In this article, they made it seem like it's being done, that there's voice mimics.
So
and
who can I pick
they can
from?
Do visuals.
Let me probably want find
you,
it again.
Probably want you to pay to have the full list. I've seen the ones where it says, have a celebrity... You know, use AI to have a celebrity read whatever you want, to read your text, to read whatever you write.
Sure.
And it gives you a list of, like, however many celebrities. And then if you want to buy more, you pay an extra $10 or you get another package of them. So I wonder if with this AI thing, if there was a few free ones to choose from.
We should do interviews with these people.
I know. We absolutely should. But
Lazo, chat with RIP celebrities.
Do you think, Lazo, that it is, you know, maybe kind of wrong? Or are you fine with it? This is kind of like with the states giving permission to bring dead celebrities back to make movies. In those instances, the estates have definitely given permission. They get money and all that if they want to put James Dean in a movie again, which was talked about a couple years ago. I don't think it ever happened. But like James Earl Jones sold the rights for his voice before he passed away so that they could presumably use it for Darth Vader in the future. Stuff like that. Those estates have someone who's in charge that can sign off and say, yes, we agree to it or we don't. I kind of find it hard to believe that the estates would sign off on these AI chatbot things, but maybe they do. I don't know.
I'm looking at it, it says, this talking thing, but all these people seem fake.
Yeah.
Like, none of them are real. It's like, you know, chat with Hades. Chat with Socrates. I mean, I guess he's real, but I don't know that to be sure.
Yeah, was
you know
he
mean?
Really
like,
exist?
I'm not. People told me that, but it's not like Juice WRLD.
Right, exactly.
Like, I'm positive Juice WRLD is around.
Juice WRLD is real.
But if you put Socrates next to Rita, the looks like she might have been around in, you know, Dragon Slayer times, I'm like, well, I'm not sure. I don't know that Socrates, we know what he's like.
Yeah. I'm totally with you. I'm not positive.
Zandar. Like all these people, are like anime people, and it's like Socrates and Zeus. I'm like, all right.
You
well,
know,
maybe.
One of the things I was looking
Hogwarts.
For had some of the people that they had used. And Soko, and I don't know if you found yours. There was athletes on mine. Okay, here we go. Let me make sure this is the right one. AI chatbots. Then this okay, so Meta has some AI chatbots that you can talk to. They don't appear to be dead. Tom Brady, Kendall Jenner, Chris Paul. You know, those people
Chris
are
Paul.
Alive. Yeah. Says you can chat with these. Now, that's a Meta thing, and I didn't try that. I just saw that was some of the names that were listed in this article. But that's specifically the Meta ones.
Celebrities in the palm of your hand.
I have seen ads about talking to celebrities. I don't know if they were alive or dead, and I certainly don't know if it was something that Meta was doing or some. I assumed it was some private company trying to get some information or a credit card off of my phone. But I don't know. It could have been. It could have been Meta stuff, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, that's
I've never seen Marilyn Monroe.
You think?
Yeah, I know. Well, I could see it advertised. I've seen it advertised there, but is it something that Meta is doing? That I don't know. Could have been, and I just assumed that it wasn't. I see so many ads on there for stuff that's so bad that I just assume that
well, all right.
The apps are probably the same.
So this is called Sensei.
Okay.
And this, it says search replicas. You can click on like Albert Einstein, Andrew Tate, Abraham Lincoln, Amy Winehouse.
Andrew Tate, Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Aphrodite.
Okay. And this is a chatbot thing?
Bob Dylan, BitBoy, Beyonce.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg said he thinks AI celebrities, interacting with AI celebrities, will be big. He thinks it's going
to
be popular.
Let's talk to Aristotle.
Okay. And while you're chatting with Aristotle, Soko, maybe you could get this Mark Zuckerberg guy to call in, since he seems to be interested in this and know something about it.
All
right. Reach out to him since you're the producer. Because he's a fan.
Mark Zuck, what is this?
Zuckerberg.
Okay.
Yeah. He thinks that talking to AI celebrities is going to be a big thing.
Do they just put all their information on the website?
Well, that's just it. I'd be curious, is it based on anything about the actual celebrity? If they're doing their voice and they're making images, then obviously I get that. And it's using real stuff. And it's using real AI. That's the other thing, too. What constitutes AI? Like, is this using ChatGPT? Is it using Meta's AI? Is it not actually AI? Is someone sitting in a room somewhere typing back?
I just told Aristotle sandals are for girls.
Uh-huh.
And he said, in my time, sandals were quite common for both men and women. They're practical for the warm climate of Greece.
Yeah.
Clothing and footwear often reflect cultural norms, which can vary greatly across different societies.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, let me see.
Keep it brief, Socrates.
Seriously. Jesus. Socrates was cooler than
you.
You
did notice he said, back in my time, dudes wore sandals. I get the impression he's saying, like, not anymore, obviously. Right. But back, things were a lot different back then, a lot.
We can all agree that now.
Yes. So, Sonko, you don't like the idea of talking to dead celebrities. I like the idea of bringing back dead celebrities for movies. I want the estate to give permission or whatever.
Sure.
I'm fine with that. Especially if the dead celebrity said something before they died about, go ahead and use my likeness.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Then I'm definitely okay with it. Talking to dead celebrities through some sort of AI chatbot where they may or may not have given permission. Mm. I don't know. If they should have given permission, probably. Obviously, I don't think Marilyn Monroe gave permission, but her estate could have. But as far as like kids talking to someone and thinking that they're real, I think it's a bigger issue kids talking to someone that's not a celebrity and thinking it's real.
True.
You know?
Yeah. True.
When they think that they're talking to a teacher or they think that they're talking to their parents or whatever it is. Just talking to AI in general, I definitely see how that could be a problem
when
you think you're talking to someone.
You're right.
Whether or not they really think they're talking to Kendall Jenner, you know, I don't know. But some will. Inevitably, some will. Some woman in France thinks she's talking to Brad Pitt for 2 years.
Brad Pitt scam, right?
Right. I mean, so it will happen. But I would say, so I guess what I'm saying is, yes, I understand the fears about interacting with AI and thinking that it's someone on the other end and not a computer. I don't know if I specifically feel any extra ick about talking to dead celebrities. It seems so like kind of
like
cheesy.
This seems to be like if you want to go and ask Abraham Lincoln questions, then he'll answer them, which, I don't know, feels like it could be a good learning tool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, hey, Abraham
Lincoln.
Feels
real.
Why'd you start the Civil War?
I bet schools are probably already doing. I would bet that a teacher somewhere has used one of these things so their kids could interact with.
Yeah, probably.
It would make sense. I could see us doing it if we had AI when I was a kid. It seems like the kind of thing we would have done. Bringing back your dead relatives, like what Kanye did with Kim Kardashian, that's a whole other thing where it's like, well, that's between you and your family. Oh, her dad. Who did I say?
Well, you said Kim Kardashian.
I said her dead relatives.
Right.
Yeah. I couldn't remember if it was her dad or grandpa or who it was. But yeah, that was, you know, that's up to you, and it's obviously up to if you're going to gift that to someone like he did, kind of up to how the person you're giving it to responds to that. I can see that going either way.
Yeah.
But as far as celebrities, I don't know. I don't know. The chatbot thing, I don't know. If they're going to stick them in movies, someone needs to get paid. Some relatives of theirs, whoever owns the estate.
Sure.
But the chatbot thing, I don't know. Lazo, you love it?
Abraham Lincoln said, you know, starting a civil war wasn't something he sought to start, something he had to do.
Mm, yeah.
It was the inevitable consequence of a deep-seated division within our nation.
Yeah. I wonder why
the conflict over slavery, a moral and political issue that threatened the very fabric of the Union. My aim was to preserve the Union and uphold the principles of liberty and equality.
Well, tell them thank you. I appreciate it.
The Church of Laszlo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.